Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we have a very interesting talk with Minnesota pro angler and fishing guide Bro Brosball about fishing the fall transition time. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news, Hayward Power Sports is your new Shore Station dock system dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake home or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Hi, this is Ann the Tool Girl from M&M Rental. Here at M&M Rental, we have it all for you do-it-yourselfers and contractors. Concrete tools, metal brakes, man lifts, log splitters, skid steers, and everything you'll need for excavating and trenching, plus much more. And for fun on the water, we have jet skis, ski boats, pontoon boats, fishing boats, kayaks too. From lawn care equipment to tools and sporty goods, we have it all and we deliver. Give us a call at 634-3146. M&M Rental, located on Highway B, Hayward.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle again and talking to Jarrett McCarthy down here. And Jarrett, as we're going into mid-August here, people talk about dog days of fishing, but from what I'm seeing out there, fishing can be up and down, but it's been pretty good.
And it has been, it has been up and down, but we've had, some people come back that are really doing really well. From panfish all the way up to muskie. And panfish, it could be anything from you catching a couple crappies in your spot to catching a boatload in your spot. You just got to work for your fish.
Talk about panfish a little bit. That's one of the things a lot of people go after in the summertime. And, bluegills, crappies, they seem to be a little bit deeper, and that's consistent with most summers right now in most lakes.
Yeah, yep. So on a lot of your lakes, a lot of your crappies are going to be into deeper structure along with bluegills. So if you've got fish cribs in your lake, it's a good place to start looking first. Your deeper basins are going to be kind of wandering around, or on your deeper weed lines too. Bluegills are going to follow much the same pattern. They're going to be roaming the bottom of your deep basin instead of being suspended, holding tight to your fish cribs and then your deeper weeds.
Well, let's talk about the bass fishing. Bass fishing is another thing that's pretty popular in the summertime up here. We've actually got some pretty good bass fishing out there. Let's talk about largemouth a little bit first. Any reports on largemouth?
So largies, they're still seeing them all over the place. There are some fish that are still up in 2 or 3 feet of water. They're hanging out around docks. They're hanging out around weeds, lily pads and what have you, around any kind of shelter that they have up there. And then there are fish that are, off deeper structure, your deeper weed lines, your deeper weed flats or what have you, 15 to 20 feet of water. So it's been a good bite all around. Some guys are getting them on plastics, some on top water, some on swim baits. So there's a healthy variety of baits that you can pick to throw for these fish.
And one of the mistakes I see people make with bass too, especially largemouth, is they think bass or spinner baits. That does a common bait. And they throw it out and they just wind it straight in rather than bury it and drop it over the top of weeds and get into pockets and holes. And if they catch a bass, they don't go back on that with a jig or a plastic worm. Well, usually you catch one bass out of an area, out of a weed bed. You go back with something like a jig or a plastic worm, you might catch two or three or four or five more.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this before. It's like your power fishing and then your finesse fishing. You know, you start off with a little bit more active, flashy bait, which would be your spinner bait, and you pull that through, and you're going to catch everything that was really active in the area. Then all of a sudden, you get two or three fish into an area, put that rod down, pick up something that you can work a little bit slower, and then you're working your way through that area, catching anything that, you know, maybe turned, you know, nose up at your spinner bait or maybe followed it in a little bit but didn't decide to commit. So yeah, it's making sure you have two different presentations no matter where you're fishing.
You know, and the ultimate of being slow and more finesse presentation, there are several of them, but one of them is a Ned rig. It doesn't look like anything, and I think a lot of people ignore it because it doesn't look like it does anything. There's no action, you know, but I will say, the fish eat it like crazy.
It catches fish, yeah. Yep. I mean, Ned rigs have really taken a popular swing at bass fishing the past couple of years for smallies and for largies, but it's just one of those weird baits where, you know, you're putting on a half a Senko onto a jig head and you're crawling it across the bottom. It works. You know, not going to argue with something that catches fish.
Let's talk about walleyes real quick, too. I mean, walleye fishing, the best out there is typical this time of year. It's been trolling things like crawler harnesses for one.
And that's what we're seeing right now. A lot of guys are switching over to trolling as the bite's getting a little bit tougher and the fish are moving a little bit deeper. Guys are out there running their planer boards, they're running their crawler harnesses, trolling some deeper crankbaits. Some fish are sitting right on bottom, some are suspended underneath some bait fish out in the middle of the lake, but they're having some success out there.
You know, and I will add, and then we've covered this several times on the show in past weeks, but if you're kind of new to the trolling thing, there's a couple of apps you can put on your phone. One of them is called Precision Trolling. The other one is called Trollmaster, and it'll literally tell you how deep your bait's going to be running. So it really is a kind of helps shortcut learning process.
Yeah, so when you get the app, you know, it usually comes with a lure or two for free, you know, just your standard shad wrap or something like that. It'll tell you how deep your bait is going to dive at a certain length back from the boat or based on how much line. And then there are additional baits that you can buy, you know, just about everything out there where it'll give you like spot on the spot depth for every kind of bait. So no matter what you're running out there, you can have confidence that your bait is going to be where it says it's going to be.
In northern pike fishing, that's been actually kind of good for the bigger fish if you get out deeper.
It has been. We've been hearing a lot of guys that are tussling with some really, really nice pike right now. A lot of guys are getting them on some smaller spinner baits and some live bait, but fishing's been good for bigger pike.
Let's talk about the shop here. You guys are geared up for anything, just about anything they want to go after. Muskies, you got a lot of good muskie baits. We didn't talk about muskie fishing. You did a little bit earlier. They were catching some nice muskies out there, and that's going to get better and better and better as the season goes on now, too.
Yep, we're kind of still in the early stages, and a lot of guys are out there throwing their smaller bucktails, your smaller swim baits, and, you know, some guys are getting them on topwaters, too. You know, been seeing a lot of the Lake X lures going out of the shop here. It's a really cool, unique topwater that we've got here at the shop in a whole bunch of different colors. That's boating quite a few fish. But musky fishing has been good up here, but it's only going to get better as that water cools off.
And we're getting toward, we get into September, we've got the bow seasons open up, and we got some of the small game seasons. You guys are really prepped for that here with crossbows and a lot of archery stuff too.
Yep, crossbows, archery, you know, all your hunting needs, you know, we've got everything out for you. We are prep for just about everything you'd be looking to do up here.
And you're a good source of information because everybody here spends time in the outdoors.
Time to time, we seem to know a thing or two.
Jared, thank you for coming on here.
Thanks for having me, John.
Well, folks, you know we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we've got a very interesting interview talking with pro angler Bro Brosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports actually has Lund fishing boats in stock and available for sale. I know, in today's world, it's unheard of, but we have a limited number of 2022 Lunds, all rigged and ready for the water with Mercury outboards. From the 1650 Rebel to the 1875 Pro V Bass, they'll all go fast. Built by fishermen for fishermen, Lunds feature boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage, and no boat holds its value better. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, it won't be too long now. We'll be looking at fall fishing. And on this week's show, we've got some great tips to fish that transition time from summer to fall from pro angler Bro Brosdahl. I had a chance to talk to Bro the other day on the phone about what's coming up as far as the fall fishing.
Bro, you know, once we get into August, and we're in August now, and once we get toward the end of August and start going into September, we start to see some stuff change out there. You don't know from year to year when things are going to change exactly because of weather patterns and everything seems to change, but we start getting toward that transition where everything starts looking more toward fall, don't we?
Absolutely. You can just tell in the mornings.
What type of changes do you see as far as the fish? What happens out there?
Well, what's going on here is the weeds start dying off, and it's something like once the water temperature gets over 70, algae will open up on the weeds and they look fuzzy, and then the weeds, and if that doesn't exist, we just eventually burn out just like a plant. You know, they just kind of get bad. And when the weeds start going, not all of them go. You know, every lake's different, but there's always some that survive. But when the weeds start going, they push the fish to the outer edge. And that's, you know, for typical. I mean, there's places where you'll go in and the fall go, wow, these weeds are nice. Remember where they're at because those are valuable spots. But and then the fish get to the edge. But what I'm seeing is, you know, as we get into August, jumbo perch, which are scattered to the four winds and, you know, deep and shallow and all, you know, you don't get any big schools. You get a couple of nice ones and all little ones. Now all of a sudden the big perch start showing up in August. And we can have hot weather, but August could be cool. But either way, it kind of sparks the perch bite, and then with the perch bite also the walleye bite. And walleyes, basically their last big feeding spree was they had bug hatches, but then crayfish. They really devour the molted crayfish, and they still eat them after for quite a while. But now the attention and the focus towards the end of August goes to minnows. And so the minnows that are in the body of water you're fishing, depending on where you're at, some lakes have perch, some lakes have shiners, and, you know, it's whatever's there. In some lakes are natural with spot tail shiners, and some lakes have, you know, goldies and lake shiners and darters. But depending on what's in a lake, that's what's going to be there. And perch are the main forage everywhere. And suckers. And suckers are natural to lakes. That's where they trap them in the spring. So this mix of minnows, and of course, there's several varieties of lake shiners. That's big. Basically, perch and shiners make up your clouds of minnows in a lake, and in August when they start turning their attention to that, basically is the month where you can start jigging again, and it works really well. And that's one of the reasons many years ago I talked to Northland about making a puppet minnow, very similar to a jigging wrap, but a little bit different because I wanted some of those Northland colors, the colors that you see in the ice fishing spoons, and you just start ripping those. But it's not about ripping. I see people go out with that style of bait, and they rip it like they're trying to knock it out of the park. They're just terrorizing the fish, and that'll spook won't fish off a spot if you're in a glacial lake area. But if you just pitch it out and jig it like a jig in a minnow, hop it side to side, you kind of walk the dog. And you've probably done that too, John, where you just kind of hop it side to side and it makes it change directions.
Yeah, you're not really ripping on it real hard. You just little short hops. There's a time and a place for ripping on it hard, but that's usually not as we start getting into the fall.
Exactly. And then they chase it and they grab it. And this is also a great time for paddle tails. And I use the Impulse paddle tails. I like the colors that they have there. There's a shiner color, smelt, and all these different colors. There's white, but typically I like the contrast of colors. And then they just come out with a MVP jig, and I am loving it. It's got the Gamma Katsu Big River hook, and it's got a jig head with eyes and all this stuff. But anyway, it's got a bait keeper. You put that on a paddle tail, and that is a wicked combination. And on paddle tails year-round. And when do you use a fluke or a paddle tail? On a lake, paddle tails work great all the time. But if you really need it to fall quick, that's when I use a fluke, which is a fork tail plastic. So you pitch it out, and you can hop it, but it falls faster. The paddle tail paddles on the way down. And it's good, and you can throw it out. You can just reel it like a crankbait. But sometimes, if you really want to create a strike, throwing a fluke works. But as the water, we've basically reached our high water temperatures, and it's not about how high the water gets. It's about how long the water has been at a high level as far as temperature. You know, in our northern Wisconsin, Minnesota, even in the Dakota, North Dakota, you can only have so much heat. And you don't want it to last too long, but it does create good growth in all the fish, the perch, the walleyes. The longer that they have to feed at a high rate, the faster their length grows for that year, just like a tree ring, on their scales. So in August, they're still coming out of the summer, so they can be finicky. But when you get to the end of August, the big swing and transition time happens. And you could have a super hot August, or you could have a cool one. We don't have a crystal ball to see what's going to happen, but when you have a cooler August, that sparks up a kind of a pre-fall bite, and I love that because then you get an extended fall bite. But typically September is when everything snaps into place and the walleyes just start showing up in big schools and the perch school up, and it's a sportsman's dream to be able to catch big jumbo perch and big fat walleyes that have been hiding in the weeds all summer come out to play on the sandbars, rock piles, and steep breaks. And that's where minnows start coming into play. And these little ponds that where people raise rainbows, you get those rainbows, and fish absolutely love rainbows. And you can use them year-round anywhere, and fish bite them because they're a soft minnow, but they're hard to get. And, it takes all summer for them to get to a good size. 2-3-inch rainbow works really well. And every now and then there's a 4-incher in there. You can save those for, putting on a rig.
I know once we get toward the end of August and sometime in that time frame, we start to see a lot of fish moving toward the edge of the breaks, it seems like, over here. And I think a lot of that has to do with these pods of minnows and schools of minnows that were kind of out in the middle of the lake and roaming out there suspended. A lot of those bait fish start to stack up on those breaks and the drop-offs, and even up in the shallow water sometimes. And the predators, whether it be the walleyes, the pike, or muskies, they seem to be right with them.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, just here yesterday when I was guiding, we were fishing school of walleyes, and they were working a weed edge and probably still rooting up some crayfish, but there's a lot of minnows nearby. Well, later when I cleaned the fish, they had minnows in them, so they're starting to go into that slightly into that transition a little bit. But I noticed the walleyes, as the sun got higher, started working their way to the edge, and they went over the edge, and they didn't drop down. They just went. We were fishing in 9 to 11 feet of water, and when they went over that 20 feet of water, they were 9 to 11 feet down. They didn't go very far, but they just sat out there.
You think that once you get into mid-August on, you think that a lot of people maybe make the mistake of fishing the smaller minnows when they should be going bigger minnows because, everything out there is growing all summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's where the minnows are the biggest in the lake. And every now and then, you'll be in a school of fish below a school of shiners, and you snag one. Well, that doggone shiner's like as big as a bluegill. You get shiners that are 6-8 inches long, lake shiners, and the perch. So we found one perch that was in a fish that was 6 inches long, and you're like, how could that fish bite again after having that in his belly? But he did. So I was showing that to the client, the perch that was in its belly. So they're starting to target bigger targets, even the perch. And so availability is tough sometimes, but, you know, our winter times kind of dictate what we get, because there's a whole bunch of little ponds, and there's ponds they raise them, and there's ponds they trap minnows. And last winter around here, some of the ponds froze to the bottom, and the winter before. So that made leeches a little bit of a scarcity. Typically, I could have leeches all the way into the fall because they're rationing them, but this year they're just not around. And everybody's running out, no one's trapping them because there isn't very many. But in a year or two, they build up again.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Pro Angler Bro Brosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales, and they have live bait, tackle, and fishing licenses too. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day, as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com, and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Pro Angler Bro Brosdahl.
Bro, you know, when you're talking about switching to minnows on the baits, is there your favorite way that you like to rig the minnows, and how do you hook them up and stuff?
Absolutely. Whether they're fatheads or golden shiners, sucker minnows, or rainbows. Rainbows are a little different, but the other minnows, I like to double hook them, so they're really on there good. So if you hit a weed stalk or a rock, it'll come off. Or if a fish hits it, doesn't quite get it, it doesn't get it. You know, but you get your hook back farther. So I double hook them. I go in the mouth, I come out the chest, and then back into the body, and then your hook is farther back. I really like the log shank fireball jigs for hooking up shiners and longer minnows. But this MVP with the big river gamma cancer hook is really a sweet jig. And it wasn't available till 2023, but they have it online now. And I grabbed some of those. That's great for a minnow. But on a rainbow, you want to use even like a fireball jig with a short shank, because rainbows have a soft body. You can double hook them, but if you're pitching and ripping the jig, they'll curl up on your hook because they're really soft minnow. They're like little trout. And so I like to hook them, go in the mouth, come out behind the head, without hitting the spine or braining them, and then pitch them out and jig them. The fireball jig, the short shank, is just perfect for rainbows. So, you know, jigs aren't really expensive yet. And so you can have a short shank fireball, long shank, and some MVPs and hit it. But rainbows are my favorite in this area, especially in the fall. Nothing passes them up. But the good old fathead minnow, if you get some decent fatheads, I could take that on any lake to catch fish, but now it's just getting harder to get bait right now after those real tough winters. But even so, if it is a tough deal and you can't find big minnows, put on plastics. And that's why I keep impulse flukes and paddle tails on hand just in case. And they work great. And jigging can be done with a half a crawler, thread it on, and just leave a little tail hanging. But you don't need a full crawler. Works really well. You could add a tail and then put a crawler on. I've done that quite a bit. Just a chunk crawler and a hook so it doesn't impede the action of the bait, of the tail of the bait. This time of year, I like using hooks that have a bait keeper. Like a little thumper head has a little under spin spinner, and it's a jig head, but there's a little spinner on the bottom. Those are great for using a half crawler, because you thread the crawler up on that bait saver, and make sure the crawler's on straight, because it flows really nice as you're reeling it in. Though the fish don't know what a crawler looks like, you can thread it on the shape of your hook, and that works good, too.
Yeah, well, crawlers will catch fish just about any time. People think that they're only a summer bait, but no, crawlers can be effective just about any time of the year.
Absolutely. The night crawler is universal in the walleye world, and even as far away as Arkansas, I've fished night crawlers in Dakotas and Wisconsin and Michigan. They eat crawlers. But typically, when you're talking about natural lakes, clear lakes, bigger bodies of water, it's really hard to beat a good rainbow or shiner when you're jigging. And this is that time of year when we start getting into the end of August, September, that bigger minnows make a big difference. And you don't see people using them as much, but when they use a creek chub or a redtail minnow, which are a stream minnow, and they exist all over in your area, in my area, and even in some parts of the Dakotas, but you put a big creek chub, I'm talking 6 or 8 inch creek chub on a rig, and you drag that by a big walleye, you're going to get hit. And even the little walleyes will take a shot at that big minnow. They can't pass up a soft grade minnow that doesn't have spines, and just those minnows just go nuts when they get by a fish. They freak out and start making all kinds of movements, so dragging that on a rig works really well. And use the smaller ones on a fireball jig. You need the 3-4 inchers, and just jig it a little bit, but let the minnow get crazy on that jig, and it works really well.
I know over here the problem is trying to find the chubs. In the spring, there's some shops that carry them, but most of the time, once we get in the season, it's going to be either shiners or sucker minnows, and for some reason, the different varieties of chubs are hard to get over here for some reason.
Well, and you know what? One of the reasons, it was the same here, and one of the reasons that there's chubs in the fall over here is because of all these tournaments. You got the AIM tournament now that seems to be around all the time, and you got the MWC comes in the fall, and then there's some other Walleye Dan tournament. Well, the bait shops are carrying them because there's tournament guys rolling down the road in September a lot around here. October kind of cools off, but then there's a lot of fundraiser tournaments. So these tournaments are the reason they existed, because I remember when you'd have to drive probably a good hour to find a chub, but now most of your bigger shops have them because there seems to be a tournament about every weekend somewhere in the area. But it's pretty well dispersed, but when you're on large bodies of water, there's something going on. And that, to me, that's the only reason they really exist around here, is because of those tournaments. So people are starting to say, hey, when the tournament's long gone, I'm going to buy some of those minnows. They're starting to drag them. And so, yeah, I just talked to someone about that why do these big minnows exist? Because they never used to carry them away into the fall because of all these visiting tournaments.
Roll, a lot of good information there. I know you're online with a lot of stuff, and you actually have sometimes you have like podcast type things on Facebook. How does a person find you online and your websites and stuff?
Yeah, just go to Brian Brostall or Brian Bro Brostall on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. And then if for YouTube, look up the Bro Roadshow on Ice or Bro Roadshow on the Water. And then, of course, just follow my adventures on Facebook. And I post fish pictures. You can see what I caught yesterday. Today, I'm on errands. But, yeah, definitely check it out. And if you're looking for, want to come jump in the boat with me, pretty well booked, but I have some stuff in October, or look for next year.
Bro, thank you for coming on here. It's always a pleasure getting you on here to talk fishing.
Oh, it's my pleasure, John. You're a good friend, and I'm glad to help out any chance I can.
Okay, thank you.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.net. From there, you can link through to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there too. Our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin. Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.